Hello, is there the Sir
Lewis? Hello.
I'm calling for a national opinion service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random. All your answers are confidential. I'd like to ask, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you, but I want to do this as quick as possible. I really appreciate your time.
Yes.
Perfect. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic,
or Latino?
African-American.
African-American, yes.
I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or we will probably not vote?
Vote, definitely.
Definitely. Okay. May I ask for your age?
70.
And please, rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
5.
5. Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Something else. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve?
Yes.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Okay. Just a few more questions. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Direction.
Very satisfied, dissatisfied, or dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Okay. In your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting worse.
Getting worse. Okay.
Yes.
I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose up to two. First, rising crime and violence. Second, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Third, Donald Trump getting elected president again. Fourth, the lack of quality education opportunities. Fifth, stagnant wages and rising costs. Sixth, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. Seventh, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. And by last, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community. What do you believe are the biggest threats between the options mentioned before? If you want to...
Wait.
Okay. The first one.
Sure.
If you want, I can repeat the options.
Please.
Okay. First one is rising crime and violence.
Okay. There's
another threat that is considered is the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Third, Donald Trump getting elected president again. Next, the lack of quality education and opportunities. The lack of quality education opportunities. Next, do you believe that's one of the options?
Which one?
The lack of quality education opportunities?
Yes.
Okay. What other option? I still have some more. The next one
says
stagnant wages and raising costs. The next one, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. The other one is the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. And the last one, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community.
It's lack of opportunities and jobs, one.
The lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs? Okay.
Yes.
Appreciate the answers. I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 will mean that you are very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means the whole opposite. You are very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. What are your feelings toward Project 2025, I'm sorry. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person organization, please say so. That's okay.
Never heard of it.
Okay. What are your feelings towards Donald Trump?
What was the options?
You can rate your feelings to him from 0 to 100. 0 means not favorable, very cold. 50 means 50-50 chances, not very cold, not very warm. And in 100, 50-50. Okay. What about Jill Stein? What are your feelings towards him? Never heard of him?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your feelings with the Democrats in Congress? From 0 to 100.
We still going to like 45 out of 100, right?
You have to rate them between 0 to 100 based on your feelings.
Yes, zero, okay, that's what I found. Okay.
Yes.
The Democrats, I'll give them 30.
30, okay. What about Kamala Harris?
I'm going to give her 60.
60. Feelings towards Joe Biden?
Maybe 30.
70? Okay. What about the Republicans in Congress?
I'll give them 50.
50. J.D. Vance?
No, J.D. Vance, I'm going to give them 2.
A 2, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'll give him 30.
30. We're almost on, okay? Thank you so much for answering. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections were for presidents were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay.
Right.
And if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
What's her name? Kimberly Harris.
Kimberly Harris? Okay. Yeah. What do you need to hear more of from the candidates in order to make a choice?
I guess one of the options so far is like Social Security, medical, all that is important.
Social Security and Medicare insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks for the answer. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
No.
No? Okay. Nothing at all?
No. Nothing at all.
Oh, okay. I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate them between 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason to vote for her. 5 means is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all. It's not a good reason to support her for president. The first one,
10 is what now?
10 is a very convincing reason, 5 means somewhat convincing, and 0 not convincing at all.
Gotcha. Okay.
The first one, it says, both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of those people, of all people, but especially those who are most vulnerable. As district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As Attorney General of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a for-profit education company, and marijuana arrests and incarceration dropped. As a senator, Harris was a champion of Black maternal health and championed legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
From 0 to 5, 0 to 10, right?
Yes, from 0 to 10.
5, okay.
From 0 to 10.
Okay. He's convincing. I would say 6, 7.
6. 6, 7? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth. And Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris stood up to the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners. And as Vice President, Harris secured $5.5 billion for affordable housing and to address homelessness across America. She also worked to pass rental assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people stay in their homes during the COVID crisis. As president, she will make affordable house a top priority. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
Going towards 5 is the strongest, right?
10 is the strongest. 5 is the middle point.
Let's go to 10.
10, okay.
Uh-huh.
There's one important question. What kind of country do we want to live in? While Trump and mega extremists want us to live in a country of chaos, fear, and hate, Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom. Freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. To the safe from gun violence. Their freedom to make decisions about your own body. Their freedom to have a future in which no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford healthcare, and no one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows that we can fight for our freedom, and what if we fight, we win. That is what this election is all about. That's from 0 to 10, how convincing?
10.
Okay. The politics as usual isn't working for working people. We need something different, a reset, a change from the same old, And for the first time in over a decade, we have a chance for that. Harris will make history as our first black woman president. But more important right now is the change she represents from the same tired choices we have been limited to these last few years. She offers a path forward beyond the same old political fights and divisions. If we want change, we have to vote for a candidate that's change. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
10.
10. Perfect. Just a few more questions. And sort of to reiterate, but if the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate...
President what?
For president, candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris.
Read it for me, sir.
Sure. If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided still, please say so.
I just go bad, I think.
In this question, you have to select for whom would you vote? Democrat, Green Party candidate, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? If you're undecided...
I'll go with Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris? Or undecided?
Yeah. I'll go with Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Just a minute, I'm about to get my door.
You're almost on, okay? I do want to thank you for your time.
Take a moment, just a minute, I'm about to get my door.
Yes, I can wait.
Okay. Get back. Hey, come on, baby. All right. How you doing?
Oh, okay. Nice.
Sir?
I'm still here with you. No worries. Okay. Let me ask you again. Now that we have talked a little bit about the elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year for presidential and congressional elections in November of 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 again means that you're not all motivated to vote this year. And 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. From 0 to a 10, how motivated are you?
1.
1. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How often
do you receive...
Yeah, sorry for interrupting, please. What were you going to say?
No, I'm talking about dog is out.
Oh, okay,
I'm
okay.
Talking to my dog. Okay.
Oh, okay, the horizon. Sorry for the confusion. I was wondering, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
What do you mean? Like, what did you mean?
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
All the time.
Very often. Okay.
Yeah, very often.
Okay. And which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube?
CBS.
TikTok?
Come on.
Maybe Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook? Or other?
YouTube. Number one.
YouTube number one. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can choose up to two. If YouTube is the only one, we can leave it like that.
Yeah, just leave it like that.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for... It's a physical purposes only, okay? We're about to be finished. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Between the first to 11th grade high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, some college. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Sorry to hear that. I hope it was really good. Cecile, thank you for being dishonest. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes. My grandson, Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Two then. Nice. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Often.
About half?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No, none.
What about your parents?
No.
Okay. What about you?
No.
No, okay. And last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No. Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for participating. I do want to thank you for being so kind to me on the phone, and honestly wish you to have a very good weekend. Thank you again. I hope you have a good day.
Okay, you too. All right.
Thanks. Appreciate it. You're very kind. Bye-bye.
Thank you.